Watching the elk lick run past, I think of playing in the creek by my childhood home, building up dams, trying to catch the flashing minnows. In the winter, I would skate across the frozen water, light on my feet and small enough to not break through the ice. Now, the streams of Appalachia are tainted by the mines. Gold stones fill our creek beds, but not the sort that will cause flocks of prospectors. The rocks are coated in yellow boy, iron hydroxide, a result of acid drainage. From where I sit, I still can't see the future of the forest, but I can't help but imagine my own. My daughter scampering across the wet rocks, wandering further down the rivulet, her curls forming in the damp air. I don't want to call out to her to stop, to come back to me, where it is safe. I don't want to have to bathe her, coax the chemicals from her hair. And when we search for relics of the past buried in the ground, for seashells and arrowheads, I don't want to show her the fossils of a chestnut. I want to hold one in my hand and watch as she investigates, let her feel the velvet of its skin. I want the forest and waterways to remain a place of exploration, open to those willing to enter.